Friends, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the digital due diligence, and technology-driven merger and acquisition. There are two separate aspects. One is a digital due diligence you have to take, and along with the digital due diligence, how the merger and acquisition is driven by the technology that we have to understand, right? So, our objective to discuss this is to understand how due diligence process in merger and acquisition has evolved in the digital era. Then define the digital due diligence, examine the tools, highlight the role of acquiring, IP audit, and compliance with the GDPR, ESG, and Indian data protection norm, and explore the emerging risks and opportunities in Indian digital first merger and acquisition landscape. So our presentation will evolve around the points, and it will focus on the role of data room, artificial intelligence and cyber due diligence, acquiring and digital assets valuation, ESG, that is environmental social governance, GDPR and IP audits. Additional segments in Indian context, risk and technology driven in merger and acquisition. Friends, you are aware that due diligence is the process of carefully investigating and evaluating a target company before acquisition. That is the requirement of the due diligence, right? So, traditionally, it has focused on financial statement. Traditionally, due diligence means traditionally we focus on financial statement, tax obligations, legal contract, and operational performance. However, as a business across the industry has embraced the digitalization, the value drivers in merger and acquisition have shifted, right? So, now, today, technology companies, startups, and even traditional firms derive a significant value from digital assets, such as software platforms, data sets, and intellectual property. As a result, acquirers must perform the digital due diligence also. Okay, why digital due diligence is required? Now you understand. The process that evaluates the technological, cyber data, and intellectual property aspects of target or target company. One by one, we will see what is their role and how the due diligence under these circumstances is taken place. And what is the role of data room, that is virtual data room, and artificial intelligence and cyber due diligence. As far as virtual data room is concerned, it is a secure environment where critical documents of the target company are stored. That is a virtual data room. It is shared and reviewed during the due diligence process. Evolution from the physical to virtual. So there is a shift from physical scrutiny to digital scrutiny, right? Then these have been replaced by virtual data rooms, which provides the secure cloud-based access to documents from anywhere in the world. Now, key features of modern VDR consist of data encryption and controlled access, then dynamic permission setting, artificial intelligence powered search and indexing, and automated redaction tool, and blockchain enabled audit trails. Practice in India, which is followed for the VDR, is increasingly used in corporate restructuring and cross-border acquisitions. Regulators such as SEBI requires listed companies to maintain the transparent and auditable process in merger and acquisition, and VDR serves as an effective compliance tool. Domestic as well as the global providers, that is Interlinks, Ansarda, DataSite, and Indian IT firms offer the VDR services. Now, artificial intelligence. virtual data room you have seen. Now, artificial intelligence. Due diligence, how artificial intelligence will affect? The artificial intelligence is a transforming the due diligence by automating the large-scale document review and identifying the risk that might otherwise be overlooked. So this application of AI in merger and acquisition due diligence consists of contract review, risk assessment model, predictive analysis, and natural language processing, that is NLP. Advantages of AI due diligence is its efficiency, its accuracy, and its scalability. And limitations from the Indian context for artificial intelligence is concerned, the AI cannot fully replace the human legal and strategic judgment, especially in interpreting the nuanced contract clauses. Third one is cybersecurity and due diligence. As organization is increasingly operate in a digital-first environment, cybersecurity has become a central element of due diligence. The key component of the cyber due diligence consists of infrastructure review, breach history, compliance check, third-party risk management, and incident response capability. Indian regulatory requirement consists of CERT in guidelines that companies must report the cyber incident within 6 hours of detection. The DPDT Act 2023 requires companies to ensure lawful data processing, strong security safeguard, and accountability for breaches. RBI cyber security framework consists of mandates, strict data protection and resilience for the banks, NBFCs, and digital payment providers. Importance in valuation. Cybersecurity lapses can reduce a company's valuation or even derail the transaction also. Let us understand what is the acquihiring and digital asset valuation. Acquihiring and digital asset valuation. Acquihiring in merger and acquisition. In digital economy, one of the most prominent trend in merger and acquisition is acquihiring, which is a strategy where the primary objective of the acquisition is not a business itself, but the talent embedded within it. This approach has become increasingly relevant in India's startup ecosystem, where technology-driven ventures often operate with a lean team possessing highly specialized skill in areas such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, cybersecurity, fintech, and cloud compounding. Acquihiring serves multiple strategy purposes. One is it has an access to the scarce talent, accelerated innovations, cultural infusion, and strategic entry into new domain. Digital asset valuation is nothing but the valuation of the digital assets, which becomes a core component of the technology-driven merger and acquisition transactions. The digital assets includes the software and proprietary platform, customers and user data, digitally intellectual property, that is patent, copyright, trademarks, etc., then digital goodwill and brand equity, cloud infrastructure and digital processors. Thereafter, the integration of acquihiring and digital asset valuation. In practice, acquihiring and digital asset valuation are often interlinked. When acquirer evaluate the technology-driven company, they must assess both the people capital, including their skill, leadership, and adaptability, and the digital capital, including the software, IP, and data. The effective due diligence therefore involves retention planning, IP ownership verification, data quality and compliance check, and scalability and obsolescence risk. Now, let us understand something about ESG, GDPR, and IP audits. ESG in digital due diligence is nothing but it is environmental, social and governance consideration that have become an integral part of merger and acquisition due diligence globally and are gaining the traction in India also. In the digital context, the ESG consideration involves one is environmental, which is assessing the carbon footprint of the data centers, energy usage of the cloud infrastructure, and adoption of the green technology such as renewable powered servers. In case of social, environmental we have seen. Now social. In social, we have to evaluate it, evaluating the data privacy practices, digital inclusivity, and workplace diversity in technology teams and impact on automation on employment. And last one is a governance. Governance is reviewing the board oversight on digital transformation, cybersecurity governance from framework, and the ethical AI uses. GDPR and the data protection compliance. General data protection regulation, that is GDPR. This is introduced in European Union in 2018. And that was a global implication for the companies handling the personal data of European Union residents, irrespective of their geographical locations. For Indian firms engaged in cross-border merger and acquisition, GDPR compliance is crucial due diligence checkpoint, especially for IT, fintech, edtech, and e-commerce business. Key GDPR aspects of the due diligence includes consent management, ensuring the user data collected lawfully with explicit consent, then data subject rights, then data transfer safeguards, then breach management, IP audit in technology driven merger and acquisition. IP, intellectual property, forms a backbone of the digital business, and its valuation and protections are critical in merger and acquisition. An IP audit is a systematic review of companies' intellectual assets to identify the ownership, enforceability, risk and infringement, and the value creation opportunities. In the Indian merger and acquisition context, IP audit typically covers ownership and registration, licensing agreement, pending litigations, innovation pipeline, roadmap, as well as assessing the research and development roadmap, pending patent applicants and the strength of the trade secrets. And global IP consideration consists for cross-border acquisition, confirming IP protection in multiple jurisdiction through creating such trips under World Trade Organization and the Madrid Protocol. IP audits also ensures the de-alignment with Indian Copyright Act 1957, Patent Act 1970, and Trademark Act 1999. For technology-driven firms, due diligence extends algorithm ownership, AI model training data sets, and proprietary code liberties. Weakness in IP documentation and open source compliance can significantly reduce the valuation or even derail the transactions. Additional segment in Indian context. Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, DPDP Act. The DPDP Act 2023 is India's first comprehensive data protection law. In India, merger and acquisition deals in this act has immediate relevance to data fiduciary responsibility, cross-border transfers, penalties, and due diligence must evaluate the targets, data governance framework, consent management system, and privacy by design measures under DPDP. Reserve Bank of India guidelines on digital lending and the fintechs. RBI in 2022, digital lending guidelines consist of strict KYC norms, data privacy safeguards, and direct loan disbursement from the bank account. No pass-through wallet. So this is one of the important reason. The payment aggregator and wallet. The RBI requires licensing for operations. Acquirer must confirm the target holds the valid approvals. Foreign ownership limits consist of FDI caps applied to fintechs, NBFCs and digital payment firms. And due diligence must map the regulatory approvals, licensing status and compliance history before deal is closure. Competition law and the data monopoly risk consist of, as per the Competition Commission of India, it is increasing scrutinization. It is scrutinizes the digital merger and acquisition, especially involving the big tech or large scale consumer database. In 2022-23, CCI examined whether acquisition of the startup and massive user base could lead to a data monopoly. The proposal of digital competition bill in 2024 draft stage may introduce the ex ante rules for large digital gatekeepers directly affecting the merger and acquisition deal structuring. Thus, the Indian due diligence must assess the market dominance, data consolidation risk, and potential CCI intervention. Cross-border data transfer and localization rules consist in RBI circular in 2018 mandates that payment system operators store the payment data only in India. Insurance sector has under IRDAI circulars requiring sensitive customer data to remain within the Indian jurisdictionary. Therefore, in merger and acquisition, acquirers must check whether the target's cloud hosting, IT infrastructure and the cross-border contacts comply with localization rule. Then cybersecurity in CERT in guidelines. CERT in directions, that is in 2022 mandate, reporting of cybersecurity incidents within 6 hours. And companies must maintain a log for 180 days and share them with a request when requested. So acquirer must assess and targets incident responses plans and cyber risk exposures and compliance with the CERT. For critical sectors like banking, telecom, defense and tech, acquirers often commission independent cyber audit as a part of their deal. Now, sectoral regulation on IP, intellectual property and digital access. Software and AP, artificial intelligence, IP, the Indian law does not yet recognize an AI-generated works. IP due diligence must clarify the ownership of algorithms and codes. Then crypto and digital assets. While India has not legalized the cryptocurrencies, in 2022, Finance Act introduced 30% of the tax on the virtual digital assets, VDA. EdTech and digital media governed by the Ministry of Electronics and IT guidelines 2021, acquiring a grievances readdressal compliance officers and content modernization. ESG and BRSR mandate in India. India-specific ESG benchmark consists of acquirer must assess if the target digital operations align with the BRSR disclosure expectation. And investors, especially the global funds, now treat BRSR alignment as preconditions for valuation premium. Now, the larger aspect is risk in technology-driven merger and acquisitions. The data privacy and protection risk, which consists of DPDP Act 2023 compliance, legacy system, cross-border deals, and cybersecurity and infrastructure risk consists of CERT in 6 hours breach reporting mandate and digital infra gaps, reliance on the third party vendor for cloud and API or payment can cause the integration risk. Scenario is an e-commerce target in e-commerce target suffers a pre-deal ransomware attack, and if not disclosed, the acquirer inherits both operational and disruptive and reputational damage. Intellectual property and technology ownership risk consist of ambiguity in IP ownership, then open source code misuse, AI and ML, that is artificial intelligence, machine learning ownership gaps. Regulatory and compliance risk consist of fintechs, edtech, health tech, and digital media OTT. Competition and market concentration risk consist of CCI's increasing scrutiny, especially in the deal even involving the large consumer database. And then proposed the digital competition bill in 2024 may impose the pre-approved obligation on systematically important digital intermediaries before acquisition. Valuation risk: many India technological firms are valued on user base rather than profitability, and exposing acquirers to overvaluation. Cultural and integration risk consists of talent retention, work culture mismatch, and ESG BRSR compliance. Financial and tax risk consists of indirect tax liability, angel tax issues, and cross-border taxation. Emerging technology risk consists of blockchain and cryptocurrency, and the AI and algorithmic risk, followed by meta servers and VR assets. With this, we complete our discussion on the topic. Thank you very much.